American Democrat Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th U.S. president on Wednesday, the 20th of January, 2021, taking the helm of a country beset by deep political divides and battered by a raging coronavirus pandemic. At 78, Biden becomes the oldest U.S. president in history.
This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause. The cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious, democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. We'll press forward with speed and urgency, for we have much to do in this winter of peril and significant possibilities. Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain. Few people in our nation's history have been more challenged or found a time more challenging or difficult than the time we're in now. A cry for survival comes from the planet itself, a cry that can't be any more desperate are any more clear. And now, a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat.
Biden succeeds Republican Donald Trump, who left the White House early on Wednesday after a tumultuous 4 years in office. Trump flouted one last convention on his way out. His refusal to attend his successor's swear-in breaks with more than a century and a half of political tradition, seen as a way of affirming the peaceful transfer of power.
A goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
The inauguration ceremony was largely stripped of its usual pomp and circumstance, with few attendees, both due to the coronavirus as well as security concerns following the January 6 assault on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. But the question in the minds of many South Africans is, what can we expect from the new leader, and what will his approach be to South Africa and to the African continent as a whole? John Stremlau from Wits University's International Relations Department gives us his take on the changing of the guard in the U.S. and what it will mean for South Africa.
This is an extraordinary inauguration given the pandemic and given Trump's non-attendance, which hasn't happened since 1869 when Andrew Johnson boycotted Ulysses Grant's inauguration. The real challenges in coming to terms with the Trump era, however, is to put the country back together on a more stable basis. Well, one of the ironies is that the Trump administration neglected Africa, or at least Trump did himself, but programs continue that enjoyed bipartisan support, like Power Africa, Feed the Future, the AGOA, which is going to have to be renegotiated in 2025, of course, for trade. And the big deal was that Trump did pass the Build Act, the Trump administration, with congressional support, that increased, doubled the money for the Development Finance Corporation, so that there is the infrastructure for pushing ahead. The bigger question that is at the heart of the Biden administration and policy is that the democracy and human rights component, African leaders have committed themselves to having periodic elections, but African autocracy is on the rise and illiberalism is on the rise. So a country like South Africa should be a very good partner for the United States if it serves South African interests and if it is in the context of pushing for those norms to take hold at the regional and continental level in Africa, along with the African Continental Free Trade area that is so promising. There is going to be a lot of creative energy, and I'm very, very glad that he's putting real professionals with experience in place already at state and at in the intelligence communities and at defense. but also in the finance and economic ministries. And the economics of all this, with the big spending and with Janet Yellen and Treasury, should bode well for cooperation with Africa, I think.
Inauguration audio is sourced from Reuters. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.